You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. It's been a sad week for Stephen F. Austin State University in Nacogdoches, Texas, as its president, Dr. Baker Petillo, died Saturday at home. He had just recently stepped down from his position due to illness. Dr. Petillo began his career at Stephen F. Austin in 1966 when he became assistant director of placement and financial aid. He would continue to serve in various positions until he was officially named president in 2007. David Alders is former chair of SFA's Board of Regents. Yesterday, he reflected on Dr. Petillo and his contributions to the university.
His work life and private life were inextricably linked. He didn't ever leave the position of university president, and that was his passion. He really focused on what is needful for SFA, and his private time and private life were fully integrated into his job as SFA's president and administrator.
During his years as president of Stephen F. Austin State University, Dr. Petillo guided more than $425 million in campus projects. A number of buildings were constructed during his tenure. Do you think that's going to be his lasting legacy?
So I do think that's a lasting legacy. It was something that he was very committed to. But having said that, Dr. Petillo's legacy is not just in bricks and mortar. It certainly is in lives of students, in preparing them for their own futures, for their own careers, to be high-achieving, responsible citizens in our democracy. I think that's really what Dr. Petillo understood SFA was all about. Dr. Petillo's name, I would argue, may be the most identifiable with SFA as an institution, second only to Stephen F. Austin himself. So that's a pretty lasting legacy, a pretty important legacy. But there were a lot of things that were instituted over the course of Dr. Petillo's presidency that reflect an increased emphasis on pride of student life at SFA, alumni pride, things like the Big Dip ceremony, you know, where SFA students receive their rings and dip their fingers in purple ink. SFA got much more purple as a brand, basically, during Dr. Petillo's leadership. And so he focused a lot, I think, on the identity of the place. So as a result of that, I know the regents, and even at the funeral on Friday, I expect there to be an overwhelming display of SFA spirit represented by a lot of purple in the audience.
So judging by what you said, if Dr. Petillo were to scratch or cut himself, he'd likely bleed purple?
There's no question about that one. There is no question about that one.
Dr. Petillo's funeral is scheduled for 11 a.m. today in the Baker Petillo Student Center on the Stephen F. Austin State University campus in Nacogdoches, Texas. He is survived by his wife, Janice, his daughter, Paige Petillo Brown, son-in-law, Todd Brown, and grandson, Jackson Baker Brown. Dr. Baker Petillo was 75 years old. In parting, David Alders told me that Dr. Petillo would probably want everyone to remember, "Go Lumberjacks, Axum." This has been Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.